This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is JXC, the social media superstar.
Hey, this is Rocky Monero.
This is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Wrestle...
Hello, Noggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Mac Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrapland Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for checking it out. My name is Josh Armour. This is the flagship podcast here at the Wrestle Radio Australia Network, WRA, brought to you by Wrestle Merch Printing and FNX.network. And this is a fun chat that I'm bringing you here today. It was recorded a few days ago in a little Adelaide motel room, and one of the first really, I guess, hot days that we've had here. It's kind of... Usually we really start getting the scorching days around late October, November, but this one was pretty warm, and even warmer considering there was four of us in the room. The old Lindy Lodge, which gets quite the mention here from Mehmet on the chat. We're talking, of course, about Mehmet the Turkish Delight, Paris de Silva, and Kasai, three great young dudes from New South Wales who've headed down to Adelaide to further their wrestling training, get a different take on things at the Wrestle Rampage Dojo in Woodville, South Australia. And we talk a bit about that and a bit about wrestling, but there's just a heap of crazy stories shared by these guys. Really good fun time coming up here. You'll learn all about what being fried means. You'll learn how to make a good kebab and learn maybe things that you shouldn't yell out. I think that one's actually bleeped out for maybe legal reasons. Yes, good times ahead, so please do keep on listening for that. And of course, we can only cover so much here. We like to focus on the conversations with the wrestlers around Oz, but if you want to find out where the nearest events are, anything really to do with indie wrestling in Australia, check out Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. Indie with a Y. It's really... cool, comprehensive site there. 6 years running and keeping Australian wrestling fans up to date on what's happening, so do check it out. Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook and at AU Indie Wrestling on Twitter. And if there's any topics that you'd like me to bring up here on WRA, or if you'd like to hear Drawing Heat, Muhammad Ali Vaez, Josh Shooter, any of our hosts bring up a particular topic, hit us up, wrestleradioau@gmail.com, and we'll pass that on to the corresponding hosts and get you involved. All right, what do you say we get straight into this chat, hey? Let's not waste any more time. Mehmet the Turkish Delight, Kasai and Paris de Silva here on WRA. Three rad lads. Check this out. I'll catch you at the end of it. Bit more volume here. I'm watching the levels because I'm expecting Mehmet to absolutely blow out the mics. Oh, that's why I'm
pretty tired. Pretty homesick.
It's homesick. Aww. Well, we are here with... Introduce yourselves, fellas.
I'm Paris de Silva. Here with Mehmet, the Turkish Delight.
What's going on, guys? It's me.
He's so pumped. Look at this. The adrenaline is just flowing through the veins.
Sorry, I sound like a 60-year-old girl with a lisp.
Hey, that's one of the funniest things about like what you do, is that you're not afraid to just like completely exploit everything about yourself. And the first promo I saw of yours, well, not first promo, but the one that grabbed my attention was the one that you did in the kebab van before War of Attrition.
Yeah, that one.
The nutrition for War of Attrition, yeah. Which I thought was just the cutest thing ever. Where do you get these ideas?
Oh, mate, we were in the middle of Tamora. We had nothing to do.
Get up on the mic there a little bit.
Oh, okay, mate, one sec. Here we go. We're in the middle of tomorrow doing nothing. Like, I was so bored, and I saw a kebab caravan, and I went up, and I told them I have 5 years' experience in the kebab shop, and they let me do a promo.
Is that true?
Very true.
Okay.
Very true.
Is there a family business we need to get a plug in here for off the bat?
Nah, mate, no family business. Okay. It's just my neighbour.
What makes a good kebab? What is it that you look for in a good, solid kebab? First of all, do you call it Do you ever call it a Euros?
Nah,
or is that
mate.
Just a South Australian thing?
Nah, mate. I'm not a Greek. Hey. Greek. Is it Greek? Did I say it, boys? Is it,
kebab is a Greek.
I've been saying with two Greek. Greek? Is it Greeks or Greek? Greek.
We'll just go ethnic for this
ethnic.
Podcast.
I've been saying with two ethnic Greeks. So, yeah, nah, we don't call it Euros. It's kebabs, mate. And, yeah.
And, yeah, a good kebab. What are we talking?
You need to have the right texture of meat. You need to get doner kebabs, mate. You can't get chicken on its own. You can get mixed. And you need the good sauce, mate. You need a good sauce. Garlic sauce, hot chili.
Yep.
And barbecue if you like barbecue.
Garlic sauce is essential. I like the combo as well. Now, what about salad-wise?
Mate, you need to get the lot.
Onion,
the
lettuce,
lot.
Tomato.
Lettuce, tomato, onion, tabbouleh, cheese.
Nice. Oh, I don't know about cheese sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Because, again, you're talking textures, and sometimes it throws off the texture of
sometimes
a
kebab. Sometimes if I don't toast it, I don't get cheese on there. I just get the salad. So it's fresh off the bat. And that makes a good kebab, guys.
There we go. You've heard it first. That's the tutorial.
That's the tutorial how to make a kebab.
On kebabs. Sorted. So you had your Wrestle Rampage debut the other night, you and Paris, and I was mentioning to you earlier that I thought you were sick in that four-way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because I'd never seen you before at all, not on YouTube, anything, so I was fresh, going, okay, this is Emmett's mate, here we go.
It was,
first of all, it was one of those matches that opened the show. Oof. It was high spots aplenty,
absolutely.
Quick smart, you know.
Yeah.
Very crisp, like clean. I noticed a lot of the stuff that you were doing. At least that's the way
you.
It looked and the way
thank
it came
you.
Off. Like this, how long have you been wrestling?
Look, I've only been wrestling, I like to say, for about a year and a half.
Yep.
So I started in February of 2015, and I actually made my debut with the man sitting next to me, Kasai. No, we like to call him the Ninja because, you know, that's his gimmick. But I started in February of last year, and funny enough, 6 months in, I actually broke my ankle. And was out for that same period of time. So,
was that in the ring that happened?
That was in the ring. I was actually wrestling another guy who I trained with on a show in IWA.
On my
right.
debut.
And it was funny enough. It was his very. It was Mehmet's first actual professional match too. And I remember just literally went to land on my feet and I rolled my ankle and it just. I just thought it was a sprain.
I had to carry him out to his mum's car. I feel like a hero.
And, I could be your hero.
He did, true story. He did carry me out. But yeah, look, that's just the name of the game. You know, you get injured, and I came back in January of this year, and ever since then, luckily, I've had really cool opportunities, and to wrestle for Wrestle Rampage is huge, and to be a part, I think, of that four way for, you know, a brand new championship such as the Cruiserweight Championship, it's a big deal, man. So yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was definitely the story of Mike Boomer in that match as the guy who... I'm chewing gum while recording a podcast.
Nah, man, that's fine. There's no issue with gum.
No, because I know that I'm going to listen back to that in post and go, what were you thinking? That's terrible. There we go. The gum is gone. The story of him being that you know, originally a snake pit guy, now Wrestle Rampage, and he's the high flyer, the quick, the small guy that you get behind at Rampage.
Yep.
And he had so many of his friends and fans there as well that added to the vibe, you know.
Absolutely. I think they were chanting like, who are ya? Who are ya? To almost everybody else that came out.
It's one of those soccer chants.
But it's weird, isn't it? Because it does make a vibe and it does create a scene, and it's cool, man. Like, they can chant what they want. You know, they bought a ticket, so...
Oh, it's good when they can be doing that. And halfway through the match, they're not saying anymore because they're like, oh, gee, we know who he is now.
Exactly,
damn.
Yeah.
Take notice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, man. Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah. That was very cool. And Kasai, how long have you been at it as well? Like,
I've been at it for a good 3 years active, training 4 years, and... Yeah, it's been a hell of a blast so far, so, yeah.
Where did you start training? Was
I started at the same place as Paris over here at the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym in Sydney.
Yep.
And that's the head trainer over there is Jay Law, otherwise known as Lee Leslie. And, it's hard training and it's great.
So you did a lot of stuff in AWF, and I've mentioned on the show previously or lately that there's a lot of folks out there that, you know... they're known in their home state a lot, or their home city, but folks interstate, you ask them, who, like, do you know who Jay Law is? And they're like, I don't really know. But people who followed AWF for a long time and whatnot, they know who he is. And folks that have gone over there, trained with him or wrestled him, they've come back and gone like, man, that Jay Law, like, is so underrated as a mind and as an actual wrestler.
Very well said.
Right.
yeah, big time, yeah. Definitely someone who, you know, I mean, if you don't know him, once you meet him, you never forget him, you know. He's one of those guys.
And so you started training as well at the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym with Jay Law. What's that experience like? I'll get out the phone actually in a sec, because we have had some correspondence on the Facebook page. I think it was actually Joel Southgate, good old Joel Southgate.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I didn't start with Jay Law.
who basically asked, what is it like to finally be living your dreams of being a pro wrestler? How long were you, like, going to the local shows and really, like, just soaked up in pro wrestling?
Okay, mate, so I'll give you my fact. Can I swear?
Hey, there's no rules here.
Yeah, I'll give you my start, mate.
If anybody's heard the last few episodes on this network, let me tell you, there's no rules whatsoever.
Okay, mate, so what's the go is, I never knew Aussie wrestling existed. Then I went on YouTube and I wrote Aussie wrestling, and the first video that popped up was from PWA. It was Mr. Zushi. He walked into backstage and he's like, he did a promo and I loved it since then. I watched a lot of PWA wrestling on YouTube. Then I went on Google, typed in PWA. It was too far for me.
Yep.
I started when I was 15 training and I couldn't get there at a young age. So I found out AWF, which was like right near me. So I had to go to AWF, started 2 years there, and now we're here. We're in Adelaide. Having a rowdy time.
Come on, I like hearing about people's tryout days and their first.
Oh, we never had a tryout day.
No tryout day. It's just rock up, you're part of class.
Rock up, get the 2 day talk.
Right.
The dressing etiquette and stuff, and then start training.
Because etiquette's like a big thing. That it's like the other night at Rampage, I was hoping to catch up with you then and basically do this now, recording, and you're like, nope, I'm doing ring crew, I'm doing
gotta
what I've
got to
do.
Ring crew, mate.
And that's really, as I mentioned to you then, it's really cool that there's folks now, like, coming up like yourself that know, like, that's the done thing, you know?
Nah, ring crew's number one priority on my list. Got to get ring crew done, the boys know, love my ring crew. Love it.
You weren't the one fixing the ring the other night before the show.
Oh, no, I had to do a meet and greet, Finn.
Had to. The fans, they just needed the Turkish.
No, not had to, but I got asked to, and I wasn't going to deny that. Need to get the sheep pop.
Oh, yeah. Before. Well, mate, that's what it's all about.
It's all about that, mate.
The outfit. I'm not saying it's a cheap pop, but you're the most colourful bloody character I've seen in a while come out there. Because Mr. Juicy's, like you mentioned, that was one of the first people that you saw in the Aussie wrestling game. That's the first person that people compare you to, purely because of the fact that it's, maybe it is the ethnic thing, alright?
We bulky.
Bulky, that's one way to put it. But there's just this, the passion for, like, going out there having fun and making sure the crowd's having a good time. Like, that's the thing that really sticks out.
Yeah.
So, like, there is a question here from, well, not a question actually, it says more of a comment, general statement from the dude at Drawing Heat. Tell him we love what he's doing, and if he can ever be half as entertaining as Juicy, he'll be a huge success. So keep up the hard work. That's from the dude.
If I can be half as good as Juicy, I'll be happy.
What was it like the other night being backstage with the guy as well? You guys must have torn it up out the back.
Oh, mate, me and my dad.
Dad, there it is! Whose idea was that? Let's just... Whose idea was that video? Did it just happen?
I think it was a thing. It was, yeah, backstage there was Randall, if everyone knows him. Shout out to Randall. He said, I want to do a promo where you guys do something. And we just worked out, I'll call him Dad and he runs away.
Amazing.
And, yeah, I love him, my dad. He bosses me around backstage.
I bet he does.
But He gives me great advice, tips on how to be a better wrestler.
I mean, he's like five times your age. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what I mean?
He's great, though. Like,
to have that authority.
I love having Sushi backstage because he's just a guy I look up to. And
yeah.
It's good to have him around and like joking around with him and stuff. He's pretty good.
He's a good dude. The other night he got pretty banged up, though, in that...
Yeah, we were meant to do another promo.
Ah.
Yeah, he got banged up and he had to go to hospital.
Yeah, he had like some... A big bloody gash in the back of his head. TLC match, folks. So it was a TMDK.
Good match.
Yeah, the Brotherhood versus TMDK and Mr. Juicy. So all you MCW fans, yes, hell froze over in Adelaide last weekend. It happened.
He's a good bloke.
The big hug, I think, of respect and why the fuck did we go through all that crap with Juicy and Jonah Rock in the middle of the ring? That was cool because if you do follow what's happening in other promotions, it made sense of that moment for those people. Definitely, I thought that was a cool little touch there. That was good.
And he deserves like that title shot he asked for.
Yes,
in January.
Yes. Versus Damian Slater. I don't know if that's the first time that match has ever happened, but I can't recall it ever being a thing.
Oh, I follow Juicy pretty close. I don't think it's ever happened.
So there you go.
In my mind.
Wrestle Rampage, January. Slater versus Juicy. First time ever, folks. Get down to Adelaide. Stay a couple of weeks and come to Reanimated at Riot City Wrestling. He's got the flyer. Look out.
Reload. The promo. Reload. Wrestle Rampage. Reload. January 21. 2017, be there, guys, be there.
There it is. Get your tickets through, I guess it's WrestleRampage.com. There it is.
Plug City.
Plug City. Let's see if we've got any more Facebook correspondence here. I'm sure we're going to get into some inside reference territory here, so you might have to actually fill me in. One from the big man, Joshua Gatt. G'day, Josh.
What's going on, Gatty?
Ask him about Tamora and who is... Mehmet's biggest crush in wrestling. And I'm actually going to throw this at all three of you guys, because this could get interesting.
Sure. Mate,
nothing says it has to be a female either.
Tamora, he got a bit rowdy. Too rowdy, if you ask me. And that's all I can say, because my mum listens to this.
We dropped the F-bombs, but we're not telling that story. We're not even going to censor it.
I might take over from here. So for those who don't know who Josh Gatt is, Josh Gatt's another wrestler from the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym.
Underrated, the best.
Big bastard.
Oh, he's a big guy.
He reminds me of Caveman Ugg in Newcastle.
He's got that look. He's got a very old school sort of look, so he's doing well for himself.
He can deadlift anyone you put in front of him. Deadlift Sherman for life, Josh. I love you. You fried grub.
So we're going back to this story in Tamora, I believe. Is that what the...
Tamora. Now, this is a place, right?
It is. Okay. I actually wasn't there, but I definitely heard the story from Josh and others who were there. But Mehmet likes to have a good time. When you're out in the country, I mean, I guess there's not a lot to do. So, you know, Mehmet's a guy, you know, likes to get out, likes to have a few drinks. And I think
not today, though. I've brought the Coopers here, being in South Australia. I'll get a pack of Coopers. And he's got, no, I've got to train tonight.
We have to train tonight. No training that day. But discipline. But when you have, you know, when you have too much alcohol, you start to feel pretty woozy and pretty sick. And I guess the rest is pretty self-explanatory.
Vomited everywhere around the room. It was the worst day of my life. The next day, doing ring crew, I had to wrestle 3 matches. It was the worst thing ever.
Brutal.
Did Gat have another question as well?
Let's see. Probably. I think there's been multiple correspondi. Actually, here from Alex Titan. He wanted to know also the Tamora story. Look out, Alex. You're already kind of promo on him, I noticed. Just, you, as soon as I mentioned Alex Titan's name, grab the mic.
Mate, he's a fried dog as well.
What's the deal with people being fried? We got one here from Taz. Who's the most fried, Brad, Will, or Keegsy?
Oh, Keegan.
I love Keegan. It'd take one of those tiny little butcher glasses to knock over Keegsy, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love Keegan. He's my boy. He's not that fried anymore. Brad, you're pretty fried, mate. Everyone book Brad. He needs to be booked more, but he's fried. Just be careful. That's all.
Fried is obviously the word that's bandied about in New South Wales wrestling, like rad or flog is down here, thanks to Brooksy. But
the three words are rowdy, fried, and what a bargain.
What a bargain.
What a bargain.
What a bargain. So do you, like, hunt out... You must be on show days. You must be hitting up, like, those reject shop, like, the cheap shops going right. Where's those multi-packs of Turkish Delight?
Oh, mate, you can't find them anyway. They're only in Woolworths and Coles now. All the reject shops closed.
Foodland near my place, I think.
Oh, mate, them. I'm not going to fly all day from Sydney just to get Turkish Delights.
Yeah, it's summer now, so I don't know if sending them to you would work.
Oh, that I don't might think be so. How much are they worth here?
I'd have to check.
They're like $3.
There you go.
Pretty cheap.
Here we go. Alex Titan. I'm waiting for him to cut this promo. Massages.
Oh, mate.
And the Albury road trip / McDonald's car park.
So, massages. You know, I'm a professional wrestler. My back hurts. I need to get my massages in. But one day, I had to slip in $20 more, and that was it. That's all I'm saying.
Wow!
That's all.
Hang on, did you say slip him?
Slip an her. Extra.
Oh, her. Slip I her. Thought that I was quite sure I heard a reference to a different gender there being mentioned.
No,
I thought,
yeah. So, it's $20, got a massage. Very good. That's all I'm going to say about that topic.
And the fee for finishing it off was, yes, that was an extra 20.
Extra
20. Now, maybe I might have to fly over your way, and that's, what a bargain.
What a bargain.
What a bargain.
You got to come have a good time, mate, after the show.
Full circle here at WRA. That's how we roll all the time, always. Albury road trip, McDonald's. What happened there?
If you put on Now You're Gone, I tend to get crazy and I take off all my clothes and I rave, and they rib me by putting a song on in a car park, and he got too rowdy that day too. Every day just gets rowdy for Mem Dog.
Adam, if you're listening, I think we have Mr. Juicy 2.0 right here. Loves to get naked. I think that's pretty much the quota right there. Loves to get naked, bum out.
Love it. Nah, but I'm not going to steal his stuff. But I love him. I would.
That's all right. If you have a tag, double stink face, just for me.
Man, I would love to tag with him. Book it, promoters. Book it.
Book that shit.
Book it.
Now.
Now.
Now. Right now. Skype.
Oh, I got no idea what that is. I literally got no idea what that means.
Okay.
Do I? Thinking, love you, Titan.
Is this a Tammy Sitch kind of thing? Like, oh, Skype.
I don't know what Skype is. I don't even have Skype. Yeah, Skype. I'll probably get it once we finish the podcast, but I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything.
You're
right
gonna get now. It just so you can keep in touch with Josh Armour here. That's what it's gonna be.
Okay, I'll get Skype once. Right.
Video calls are plenty.
Video calls.
I'll be
calls,
checking up
yeah.
on you.
Thanks, man. We can do more podcasts.
Yes. Private ones.
Okay, mate. That got a bit weird. Nah, I love
you.
Hey,
yourself. You're the one sitting here talking about
love
getting
yourself.
Naked. I'm just trying to
love
I'm
you,
just,
Josh.
I'm just trying to slip into your comfort zone, right?
Mate,
here.
You're a good bloke, Josh. We love your work.
Oh, thank you.
We love your work back in Sydney.
I try.
My favourite one was Mr. Sushi and Muhammad Ali Reyes.
How good was that episode?
That was a very good episode. They talked about me.
Yes.
Can't believe it.
I think that's why I got the most downloads of any episode.
Did
ever.
I get the most downloads?
It's yeah.
How much?
I think it's had at least 500.
Oh,
and
fuck,
still
we're not going to beat that. So, I thought we were... Oh, no, we
well, you never
beat.
Know. You
we'll
never
see
know.
How he goes.
Hey, Drawing Heat had Taylor King, and that's on its way to beating Juicy's episode. So
really?
So either Taylor King is really over, or the network is really over, or there's just a lot of Amanda Bynes fans out there that want to hear his take on Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
That may be
Mate,
what it is.
Let's talk about Nickelodeon. Oh, let's not.
Let's not. No.
Let's not.
No, let's keep that.
I want to get more views, though.
That's right. We want to actually get down. No, well, actually, that theory's blown because Drawing Heat are killing it right now. I'm looking, and we have no more. I don't think we have any more questions there.
That's right, mate.
Oh.
You ask me some questions.
I will.
What's going on?
What's happening? What's cracking, Jack? Adelaide. Have you found the city of Adelaide?
I love Adelaide. My old mate, Davey Green.
Yes.
He took me out and took me to
Villy's.
The best food place I have ever been to in my life.
Okay, which one was it? Was it the one...
In the city, I think.
In this...
I don't know. Not north.
There's one on north, main north road, and then there's one on south road.
Which one's closer to here? Because it was like a 15-minute drive.
The closer to here would probably be south road.
Yeah, then it was 15 minutes away. It was so good. Mate, I had my first ever Euros. I ate a Euros and it was disgusting. And I'll never eat it again.
Wow.
Kebabs all the way, mate.
So I love that. He's got, oh my God, I love Villy's. I got their Euros. It was fucking disgusting.
Oh no, I love their schnitzels. Their schnitzels, because I ate schnitzels too. Because I need to bulk up. The schnitzels were so good.
I've had the schnitzel burger there, and it's so good with everything on it.
Everything there is just so good. They have a 24/7 menu.
Yeah.
And then he took me... I got no idea where this hill was. He took me for a drive, and we're out on top of this hill.
Is that a race? You no. drive up no. on the hill?
And then he looked down at a bush and a creek. He just wanted to show me the view of Adelaide. It was really nice. I want a movie. And the training, mate, my body's so sore right now.
Let's talk about that down at the Rest of Rampage Dojo.
Mate, I love it. I love it. It's the best thing ever, but my body's so sore. And I'm homesick. Mum, come take me back.
Hey, you're just lucky that Jag's over in Japan at the moment. Imagine how hard the bloody training would be. I mean, obviously you haven't watched Slater or Jonah Rock take a class as such, so I don't know what they're like. But imagine Jag would be bloody a hard ass. I imagine he'd be like on ya.
That would be really good learning experience, learning from him though.
Oh yeah.
I was really looking forward to meeting Jag. But then he went to Japan, obviously.
Going over there, winning belts.
We missed out. We missed out on meeting him. We'll meet him one day. I'll meet him. Good bloke.
He'll beat the shit out of you, though.
He probably would.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
Oh, girl, you'll be coming back to Adelaide real soon.
Oh, mate, I want a movie.
A lot of people say that when they come to Adelaide, like, I could live here. And people go, really, Adelaide? But it's such a...
I love it.
Easy place
to be. It's so small.
Yeah.
Like, Everest everywhere, you know? It's just so good, and the training's just so good, and me and the boys are learning so much right now.
Yeah, I'll talk to Paris and Kasai for a sec.
Sure.
So you come from doing the training that you do over there in New South Wales, and you come to Rest of Rampage Dojo. What are some of the key differences, and what are things that you could put over to people who think, okay, I want to do what you guys have done and what AJ Istria and people like that have gone. Yeah. I'm going to go for something different, head down Adelaide for a while.
Yeah, it's hard to say because I just feel like it's always good just to branch out and not just stay in one place. And while we are learning lots from the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym as well, you can also learn so much just by going out and just learning different techniques from people. And to me, the training, there's not a whole lot of difference. It is a bit more cardio intense over at Rampage, for sure. But just you know, learning from guys like Slater and Jonah, and even Istria as well, and their experiences from going overseas. Mike Boomer as well, you know, we're just very slight things that we've learned. Yeah. And they're very little, and you wouldn't think much about it, but it's like, geez, it makes a real difference.
What's an example of that?
Can literally be, it was with Mike Boomer, for example, and it was literally just doing transitions from really basic holds.
Right.
And one of them was literally, someone has you in a hammerlock, and you go to transition into a hammerlock. And basically, the way he taught it was, whenever you're getting reversed into a move or a hold, just take a slight step forward.
Yep.
And that just makes the it's a little thing that I'd never done before, but it just makes it so much smoother and crisper
as
and
far as
easier.
The footing and moving around the actual
and
other person.
It just shows you, like, we do the basics all the time back home, but again, we're doing the basics here, nothing too different. But then again, you just said, just take a step forward.
Yep.
And it's completely changed my view on it. And that's just some of the stuff that we've learned, and it's just, it's made a huge difference for us.
I remember when I was, and even to this day at Wright City Wrestling, the training there, one of the big things that they stress is footwork.
Yes, yeah.
Because if the footwork is on point, it's going to make everything that flows from there, and especially you, like you said, like the other person, it makes it so much easier for them to get around you and do what you have to do to put on a good match.
That's exactly it. Because even Istri said it too yesterday. He's like, you know, we don't want to take unnecessary steps in the ring. You know, everything has to mean something. You know what I mean? Like, we're not here to waste our energy on unnecessary movement and steps. You know, let's, you know, what we're doing is very physical. It's tiring, and you know, let's make the most of what we got.
Yep.
So it's been very enjoyable, and it's been a great experience for sure.
And Kasai, what about yourself? What are things that you've sort of that you've noticed about even the show you did the other night and wrestling down here compared to come on, Mehmet, it's this very visual podcast that we always tend to put out for the public. What was that? The curls,
mate. We've been hanging out with Kasai for about 3 days now, and all he talks about is his cock, the gym. And his girlfriend.
So he's Scott Steiner on this trip. He's your Scotty.
That's all he talks about, and we are sick of it.
he's a very disciplined individual, though. When it comes to the gym, like, because we've been working out, right, at this local gym, and I tell you what, like, I do work out, but...
He's not all bad, boy. He's actually got some discipline. Kasai's losing his shit over here, just quietly.
He's got discipline, and I tell you what, like, we're in the gym, and, you know you grunt when you're doing reps? This guy is like screaming, and I'm looking around thinking we're gonna get kicked out of here. And you know how like guys like Ryback would smack their head before they do a finishing move? He would do squats and be smacking his head, and I'm like, why do I train with this guy?
That zip was Mehmet's jacket coming off, pants, mate, for anyone that heard that.
We're wrestlers, we're used to each other being shirtless, but you know what?
He does spray cool water though. I'm a big fan of that as well, up top.
We do tend to give Kasai a lot of crap, but I think it's also just a bit of jealousy and just how disciplined he is at the same time. But I'll hand it back to him, and he can explain it better himself.
Here we go.
Thanks for putting me over, boys.
don't book him. Wow.
Definitely some of the similarities would be like...
We're going to get kicked out now, all this laughing in here. What are these bloody people?
Oh, trust me, this is nothing compared to the past few nights.
Oh, wow. Anyway, back to it, sorry.
Yeah, probably some of the similarities would definitely be like the focus on stuff like footwork, but the differences would just be the different takes on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think back at home where we train and back here, I think the training structure is pretty much very much the same, like with the cardio and the technique and, you know, just the different types of ways to do things. But I think here it's just a whole different take on it, a whole different like sort of level, you know what I mean? Like he was saying, just little things like taking steps forward and then different techniques and different roles. I mean, I've done roles here that I've never even imagined are roles before, like just different ways to move your body. It's really cool. Yeah, the pike roll, which I didn't even know my legs could stay straight for that long.
The pike roll? What is this? I don't know if I'm...
Basically just the normal front or back roll, but your feet and your knees must be straight the entire time. And even though every fiber in your body is saying, bend your legs to pick yourself back up, you can't. You have to keep them straight the whole time.
I'm just picturing it in my head, just like, what?
like, how do you get up from rolling but keeping your legs straight the whole time? Like, but once you get it, though, it's something that you can definitely see yourself using in every match you do.
It's just another thing to add, I guess, to your skill set. It's just another thing that you've learned. And, like, it's something so little you think it's a role. That's all it is, but it's like, wow. We've never done this before. We learned something new. So that's the experience. That's what it's been, really.
Yeah, big time. I mean, that's why we're here, boys. Yeah, absolutely. Just put a bunch more skills on our belts.
Absolutely.
That we've got, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's obviously really good because it's something that you guys can then take back home.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
exactly. And then people get a taste of that and go, shit, well, I'll head over to Adelaide, I'll go to Rampage, or I'll go to RCW, go somewhere else,
exactly,
and just get that different take on things. Because, like, it's like Ali always says on the show, it's flavors of ice cream. Let me drop into the accent. It's flavors of ice cream. Like, what I like and what you like might be different, but it's not right or wrong. It's just the way that it's done. And sometimes when you do get an idea of the way to do things in your head, whether like for me even, it's commentary or ring announcing. Like I was watching a video of myself from only a few months ago the other day, and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. Like just the way I moved or the way I positioned myself in the ring during the intro, I was like, I really shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But someone else, that might just be like, well, what are you worried about?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. I go back and watch my matches about 40 times each.
That's good, though.
And, like, I always pick something new to improve.
Yep.
And I'm my worst critic.
What's your thing at the moment that you're like, right, I wanna get this down?
What, like, I want to cardio. I want to improve in my cardio.
Yep.
Do you mean that? Like, improving something?
Yeah.
Yeah, cardio. And just, I want to be, like, smoother on my rolls and stuff. Like, I know these are, like, basic stuff, but, like, be really crisp. Like, he pats down all his rolls correctly. And I want to be smooth and, like, work smoothly in the ring and not get gassed. I don't get gassed when I'm in... Oh, I get gassed a lot.
Too many kebabs, you see.
Too many kebabs. Anyway, it's fun, like, training with other people here, like Kasai and Paris, because once we finish training, we come back to Motor and do what we did at training.
Yep.
And write it all down, and we can take it back home and teach some of the boys how to stress properly and roll properly. And it's just really beneficial for all of us.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're here to represent.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boys.
We're Saeed, Shaka Bra.
Shaka, yeah.
Shaka Bra.
Who does that? Tells us a lot.
It's Crush. Kona Crush.
Yeah, mate.
I always think of Kona Crush.
I wish they could see me right now.
I'm sure they can picture what you're doing.
Okay. Picture me naked, guys.
I'm going to get a photo right now. This is the Shaka Bra so people can see. That's the moment in the... There we go.
Yeah. I look high.
Yeah,
I don't want to look high.
No, you don't look high.
Okay, good. Oh, no, let's take a better photo. My body looks
okay,
disgusting.
Okay, look at this. You've got to get the bloody... There we go. Get the pose happening. What a bargain. There we go. I'll get the group selfie later.
Yeah,
that's all right. We'll get that happening. I actually might remember this time to take the photo.
I'll remind you, mate. Don't worry.
Let's talk about... I want to hear some fun experiences that you guys have had during matches, on shows, things that people might get a kick out of. Any really embarrassing stories on shows? Come on,
you
Mehmet.
You go first,
bro. Yeah. Mehmet's like too many. Yeah. I have to pick the highlight.
There's only one that really comes to mind, and I wouldn't say it was so much embarrassing, but it was just a bit like, what did we just do? I remember it was in Hornsby back at home, and like this was literally like, I think it was my fifth match, and you probably hear Kasai laughing. He was involved. It was myself and Birdman against, yes, you're already laughing here, against Kasai and Keegan. And we all know, like, Birdman likes to come out with a chicken mask, if I'm not mistaken. And during the match, like, this at all, we didn't talk about this earlier or like I had no clue this was happening, but there was a point in the match where Kasai and Keegan had control. Yep. And all of a sudden they grab his mask and they put it on me, and it was like just the lights went out and it was completely dark. Like I couldn't see a thing, and I was starting to panic. I was thinking to myself, like, shit, like you guys aren't going to hit a move on me or anything, because I could just hear muttering, and I'm thinking, far out, they've got something planned, but I have no idea what it is. It felt like I was wrestling blind because that's what was happening.
You could not see. So there was
see.
A power outage
and
or something, the lights just go out.
And then I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm not worried about myself. Now that I'm thinking, what do the fans think? Like, here's this like little kid in spandex wearing a chicken mask, just like cluttering around. Like it was a sweaty mask. It wasn't a nice mask, to be honest with you. And I'm just thinking, geez, what am I doing?
That was partly my idea.
Yeah, of course it was your idea. Didn't want to tell me.
And we knew that Birdman probably sweated it up as well.
Yeah, man.
And put a stank on it before he put it on you.
that's been one of my very, very odd experiences in the ring, for sure.
I've had a few crazy little experiences. One that comes to mind most recently is, like Mehmet just said, I recently just got a girlfriend. This ninja's got a girlfriend now. And
Sorry, ladies,
the ninja's taken. But
we've heard this all freaking week.
But what Mehmet does, I was in a match recently.
That's all right. Now we're going to have all the elaborated versions, banked up. So we're going to get the best version now.
Yep, yeah. Well, just recently, when Mehmet found out, it was at one of the recent wrestling go shows we just did, and it was in this massive trick or treat match where it was like 12 guys in one ring. And I had this spot where everyone's on the outside, and I do a massive suicide dive onto everyone. Except everyone catches me, kind of like Spike Dudley in like a stage dive,
crowd surfing,
type. And no one bumps yet. And this guy and Mehmet takes the opportunity because no one's bumped yet, and my face is right next to his as he catches me, and he screams. I don't want to throw under the bus and say her name, but he's like, "Stop." In that lisp that he's got. And then the audience is like right there. There's no guardrails or nothing. And then as we bump, he continues to... Yep.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Mehmet.
I love calling stuff out in the ring.
That's calling it in the ring, all right.
Yeah, calling it outside the ring.
Calling it out...
I just love saying like random stuff. When I verse like Rip Riley in Queensland,
yeah,
very nice guy. We're in the double down, and I started like kissing him, like without the crowd noticing.
What the hell was about the other night? You laying about 3 smooches on Big Willie Gibson and on Gorgeous Greg.
Oh mate, you gotta do what you gotta do to win, and a kiss distracts people.
That's the psychology. That's ring psychology.
It's ring psychology, mate.
That's right.
And also, I'm very excited to be a wrestler.
Well, so it's gonna get you.
It gets me real excited.
It's gonna get the juices flowing. Gonna get those meat juices flowing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
And
just on the drip off the. You know what I mean?
One of my favorite parts in wrestling is when you can just stop and like make jokes in the mat. Like, while you're selling.
There'd be a lot of that at the wrestling go, wouldn't there?
There it was a lot.
Yeah. Very
character-driven. Yeah.
I always, like... Me and Big Fuzz do something down there where we, like, a tag team. And we, like, talk all the time in our mask. And he's in his mask, and I'm like, "What are you doing here, you fried dog? Go home. You're not booked." And it's just a fun time to talk to your friends and stuff in the ring. And, yeah... That's it, guys. Take it home. Good night. The soaking, guys.
I thought he was going to bail on me. I'm like, already?
Of course I won't.
Dude.
No, that's just Mehmet playing pranks for sure.
I got ribbed, yeah. That's like I was mentioning to the guys earlier, folks, before we started recording. I think I got ribbed by the guy at the reception here of the motel because I said, where would I find room 8? Find you guys, obviously. Duh. And he goes... I think they went off to hospital, mate. And I'm like, first of all, I'm thinking that can't be right. And second of all, like, then it's hit me like, shit, I hope everyone's all right. Like, something crazy happened. Someone had a seizure or something. Like, what happened here?
I think I told the lady.
That's just eventually like, where's roommate?
I think I told the lady at reception like that. Actually, no, you did. You told her that, that we're wrestlers and we're actually here to do a show and a train. So she must have just took it upon herself after a couple of days to just assume that we probably died or something like that.
Because as soon as you told us those nasty pile drivers,
for sure. And I'm like, as soon as you told us that story, I'm like, we just gave you this look like, no, we're cool. We're just waiting for you.
What the?
We're making the most noise in the motel.
Whoa.
He does that.
Paris just broke their chair. No, don't.
No, no, he's been doing that all week.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, what? You were at the show last Saturday.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
there with Father Ted.
We just actually, speaking of like embarrassing experience, I recently just had one actually backstage at the show. Thanks to my good pal Kasai, I like to...
This guy tends to get you folks in a lot of trouble, man. I'm noticing. There's a theme here.
He does. He's it's like, it's very much not just like a friend relationship. It's like a brother relationship because we just, we just fight all the time. But I'm backstage and I like to tan and sometimes I leave it to the last minute and I'm tanning, but I can't get my back.
Which is your fault.
Yeah, I should have done it earlier, but because of the immense setup, ring crew comes first, set up, make sure that everything's done. Then, put on your gear.
Isn't it the norm to tan the night before?
It is, it is. But with this...
I'm not even a fucking wrestler, and I'm a pasty-faced commentator, and I'm like, dude, did you tan the night before?
Like, it is, but this it's not a spray tan, it's not a foam, it's actually a cream, so you just rub it on.
Gotcha, yep.
Well, it doesn't, it's a bronzer, so it's not going to stay on for hours.
Depends which one you get, because the Mrs. uses one, it's very good, but go
correct,
on. Sorry.
Correct, so actually, I have to contact Juicy Bay, because he's got a good tan. Anyway, I ask Kasai, I go, hey man, do you mind tanning my back for me? And he goes, yeah, sure, sure, but he didn't realize, like,
I did.
Oh, you're an asshole. basically, it's you go for a little dab and then you spread it around. But this guy decided, you know what? I'm just gonna get a big scoop of it and just laz it on my back,
like suntan lotion.
And I didn't realize I'm it's on my back. And then I just hear chuckles from everybody backstage. And you got Davey Green just whips out his phone and takes a photo. And like my back, no kidding. Have you seen that Friends episode where Ross goes into the tanning bed?
Oh yeah.
My back was just like that. It was. One side was just a nice bronze color. The other side of my back was just completely like dark brown. And I'm just thinking to myself, we got 30 minutes until the show starts.
Well, I didn't notice out there.
So. Oh, luckily. Well, I'm like, mate, is there a bathroom? We got to go to the bathroom. And I'm freaking out.
Because for a good 10 minutes, I told him it was permanent. And you can't actually get it off until after you have a shower. But there's no showers. So he's shitting himself thinking he has to go out like that with his whole back being paint solid brown. So for a good 10 minutes I'm letting him like worry and shit himself, and then finally we washed it off.
So you're telling me this wasn't an accident?
This was a rib, bro.
Why would you do it? This is legit one of the biggest shows I'm about to compete on.
About 550 odd people, I estimated, at the show.
Biggest crowd I'm having. You got guys like Slater and Jonah backstage. I don't know if Chris Weiss has this huge grin on his face. I'm thinking, shit, these guys think I'm a buffoon, and I'm like, I'm literally walking to the bathroom Kasai, and I'm like, you're just an absolute piece of crap, aren't you?
Well, to make myself feel a little better about it, it did make you less nervous, didn't it?
No, in no way. my
well, it distracted you. It distracted you.
Yeah, my mind was taken off the nerves of the match, but then again, like, I'm thinking, well, you just created another problem for me to worry about.
Yeah, it gave me a good laugh, so I don't care.
We got there in the end. You didn't notice. It's just being critical of myself. So, it got sorted. Let's just say that. It got sorted.
Not for a while, though.
Not for a while.
Correct.
That's a beauty.
Oh, man. That's what it beauty. Is.
Brotherly love, it's, you see. That's what it's all about.
It is. It's brothers being brothers, for sure.
Now, Mehmet, I noticed he's been sitting here quiet in the corner, just waiting for you guys to finish your tale there, I would bypass him.
This happens to me every podcast I do, mate. People get involved they don't shut up. Nah, I'm joking, boys. I love you guys. I'm just sore, man. My body hurts. I'm homesick.
We all are. It's definitely been like an eye
opener. It was a shock to my body.
You go home like tomorrow, don't you?
Nah, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
But I'm not going home. I'm going straight to a different wrestling company, wrestling there.
Where's that?
Hunter Valley.
HVW.
HVW. Me and my mate Falco and a mystery partner versus the Entity.
Good old Falco.
I love Falco. Nicest guy alive.
Falco is over, I've noticed.
He's very over.
He's over. People dig Falco.
He's a very nice guy too.
He's like an IWA like regular kind of.
Yeah. Falco?
Yeah. Pretty sure I've seen him on IWA shows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you meant he's an IWA.
I thought he did wrestle at IWA.
Has he? I don't know.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
We're still pretty new to
IWA. Yeah, I'm pretty new still.
Even though we still feel new there, though. It's still early stages for us, for sure.
Fighting Spirit, what was that like?
Oh, man, I was in the Rumble for like 30 minutes. I was so sore. Everyone was just beating me up. But it felt amazing. The crowd was so loud, like 500 people.
Yeah, about 500 people.
It felt like, you know how there's like those small shows where you can hear everyone together?
Yep.
But then there's like those shows where it's like a stadium show.
And
where
it's just...
Yeah, there's like people talking from there, but there's people talking from there, and it just felt like that, and it felt big.
It felt like an arena.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't, It was a theatre, obviously, but it just had a different feel to it.
It felt like I never felt that until this Saturday, obviously.
Yeah.
Didn't you win the Trans-Tasman Fighting Spirit, mate?
Cheers, man, I did. I was fortunate enough to win the Trans-Tasman Championship, my very first championship. Even had my family there too, so that made it more special. And it's crazy because where we train at the gym, at the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym, it's literally right up the road from where Penrith Panthers is. So,
oh right.
And funny enough, everyone in the match involved trains at the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym.
So I didn't realise it was that far out from Sydney.
It is. But what was so special about that event for us was it kind of felt just like it came in full circle. You know, we're in Penrith, a place that we've trained at. We got our start here. You know, being part of such a big event like Fighting Spirit, you know what I mean? We weren't just representing IWA, we were definitely representing our roots. So it was really just a cool night for sure.
Because that got a lot of like, and we talked about it on the show with Tyson, and it was really as it was happening, it felt like this really big sort of thing, you know, where you had like the people from interstate sending in their promos to be in the Rumble and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That was really, like, it just felt like a really good thing for Aussie wrestling. If people took notice of it, they saw that, all right, there's something that obviously the promotion's putting a lot of effort into.
Yes.
And because of the effort they put in, they drew the crowd they did, and the people had the experiences that they had. Like, it all comes back to that thing of if you drill it into people that this is happening and this is the quality that we've got on show, you're bound to get the crowd there.
Man,
it's just a matter of putting that effort in before.
It was a very quality show, one of the biggest we had in Ida, maybe the biggest. It was like Apollo going over at the end for the title. He helped me a lot, so seeing him that like happy, it was like a moment for me. And then like Miles, Hogan and Rock, Zona versus Sushi.
Oh.
It was like, that's my Rock and Hogan, so I marked out for that match. And then there was matches like Gibbs and Sid Parker that stole the show.
There's so many matches on that show that I've looked at, and I'm like, I want to see the DVD.
Like,
I want to see the show.
Later,
like,
buy the DVD, trust me. Do we know
when it's going to be out yet?
I'll give it about 2 weeks, three weeks, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
It's definitely coming out.
I don't know yet.
That'd be awesome to see, yeah.
It was a great show. I recommend everyone watching it. And we're only going to get better from here on out.
Because the Fighting Spirit show, that wasn't on the live stream, but you guys have, like, the with IWA, there's the live stream shows on YouTube. So that's really cool that you can sit there. And even with the intermission break, there's, like, that little sort of break there. So, you're right.
Yeah.
And you can kind of at least try and recreate the feeling of watching it. There aren't many promotions that put their full shows online like that. You know, so it's really cool.
That's exactly it. And I think in our day and age too, with the presence of social media, we're really fortunate to be where we're at, because it's a lot easier for our stuff to be exposed. And I remember that was something that Jay Law told us too. Like, back in his day, when he started, like, you know, 10 plus years ago, you know, they didn't have that option. You know, it was very hard for them to get their stuff over and to be seen. Whereas now, you know, you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got Instagram, you've got YouTube. So
podcasts.
And podcasts, like what we're doing right now. Like, we're really fortunate where we are. So to have those live streams, it's crazy too, because we're wrestling in Dubbo, for example, way out in Sydney. Yeah, it can be watched,
all over Australia. All over the world.
Yeah, so to have that is just incredible.
Tick. Yeah, live streams are good because, like, I can go home and watch my match straight away. So I can learn straight away.
That's right. Not to be narcissistic at all. Narcissistic. Not to be that at all.
Don't know what that means, mate. I'm an immigrant. Straight off the boat.
Narcissistic. I'm pretty... There's a bit of walk in that, surely. That's not exactly I think it's a narcissist. I think narcissist. It was the god of... something.
Jeez, he's showing us up. We're Greek and we don't know that.
Them two are Greek.
I don't know. I just know that...
Yeah, man.
I know. Lex Luger.
You're better Greek than us.
Mate, I don't know about that. You'd have to check up, like, check my papers and I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
But
a lot of Greek people in Adelaide.
There are a bloody lot of Greek
a
people.
Lot.
Yeah,
I've got family up here too.
So oh, there you go.
That's it, man.
In Prospect, like the suburb where I'm in. that populace of a lot of the Greek people, of Lebanese, a lot of the Asian sort of community down the road here, and the African, like, it's really, there's those multicultural pockets. And I'm sure you have that in New South Wales and Victoria. It happens as well, where, you know, you have the people that have settled there 30, 40, 50 odd years ago, and now, you know, it's kind of, they've made their, they've got the Euro shop, the kebab shop, you know, they've got that, bringing that here. Like, it's
we don't have much Euro shops in Sydney.
It's kebabs.
Yeah, it's all kebabs.
Yeah.
No Euros.
They're the same thing.
Well, I...
They're not. Nah.
You know more than me.
I ate a Euros.
We went through this at the top of the show, and then I'm sitting here going, nah, well, it's... But I'm just so used to... It's only recently I've actually called them kebabs, because you have the shops that pop up, and, like, they are the Afghani authentic kebab restaurant. Yeah, and so then when you do have a Euros, like... Actually, no, the first time I had a kebab, not a gyros, and I asked for hummus. Big mistake.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, no, man, we don't do hummus.
Wait, gyros people said that?
No, kebab.
What do you mean they don't do hummus?
That's a major ingredient.
They do garlic sauce, right? They'll do the tabbouleh, no hummus.
That's weird in my books. You need to have hummus if you're a successful kebab shop.
See, I thought, I was thinking before when you did defining the difference between gyros and kebab, I'm thinking, oh, well, that's a gyros thing, and it's not a kebab thing.
No, hummus is a kebab thing.
Oh, shit, I thought...
Oh, mate, we're going to fight over this, there's going to be a fight.
Come to Sydney, and you'll be guaranteed that there'll be hummus provided for your kebabs, for sure.
Because I thought I could have sworn that once I... what is it called? Piedmont Kebab in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing food. Had a gyros burger that I had there, and this thing was amazing. And the amount of, like, hummus that was on it, and garlic sauce, like, it was loaded to the point where it was just dripping.
Oh, mate.
So I had this thing, I had, like, half of it, and then we went out to a concert, and I left it in the hotel fridge. I've come back to it, and it's that thing where, like, the paper's, like, disintegrating.
Yeah.
And it's just like garlic sauce is going all over the shelf and the fridge.
Oh, mate.
And it was so fucking good, man. Like, two in the it was like, no, actually by then it was like five, because we didn't get back from the gig until about four-ish. And yeah, oh my God. This thing just falling apart in my hands.
That sounds great, mate. Oh, I feel like a Euros right now.
Don't obviously fill up too much before training tonight.
Yeah, nah, I might go get one tonight.
What's on the, do we know what's on the... on the menu for tonight, read the actual training? Or, like, do they pre...
All I heard was cardio.
Okay.
Try to spill it out from Jonah, and he just says, oh, well, you'll find out. Yeah, you'll find out tomorrow. Cardio is all you need to know. So it's going to be a fun little surprise tonight, for brutal. Sure.
Brutal.
As much as cardio they do, the wrestling in there is just unbelievable, man. Like, Mike Boomer, Istria, Jonah, Slater... All those guys, very good, and like Link Barnett.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, man, he like blew my mind out. He's really good too.
He's a nice dude.
Nice dude and very good wrestler.
Loves that hip attack.
Loves that hip attack.
Yes, he's all about that hip attack.
I took a headbutt at training from Link Barnett, the flying headbutt.
Oh, yes.
Nice big hip attack.
That's the one where he launches himself at you like a missile, like through the air, just boop.
And he's so great. It's just good. Look. Love him.
Let's see if we've got any more final... No, we don't have any more questions here, although I will be hitting up Alex Titan and asking him what that Skype deal was about.
Oh, no, I think we should leave that for another episode. This came in my head, but we'll leave that for another episode.
In 12 months when you come back to Wrestle Radio Australia, come back to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Come back to Adelaide.
I'm coming back.
Good.
Next year, I'll be back.
Hello, folks. Look out.
I'll be back. Oh, I felt like there was someone behind me.
Like I was saying, hello, folks. There's somebody, it's the receptionist going, oh, geez, they're alive. Yeah, good.
Okay. Wait, did they pop their heads?
We actually had housekeeping wake us up.
I was going to knock on the door and do the old housekeeping.
Well, they were our alarm, so...
Yeah, she did barged into our room.
She did apologize, though, but look...
No, but, like, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to barge into someone's room?
Well...
Shaky.
Yeah, but are you allowed to?
Did you have the thingy on the door?
She probably thought that we were...
Oh, we don't even have a Finny from that door, do we, boys?
The old do not disturb.
Then again, we work up a lot.
I don't think everyone else sleeps till 1 o'clock.
it was 11.
Late nights, watching wrestling documentaries, going to sleep late.
All right, what's your favourite? We'll go some quickfire ones here. We'll start with that. Favourite wrestling documentary?
Wrestling Road Diaries.
With Colt and...
Colt, all three of them. There's a new one.
I haven't seen the third one yet.
I haven't too, but I just watched the trailer and I'm in love already.
It's got Grado, that'd be great.
Yeah, Grado and I don't know the Japanese guy's name. Do you know what?
Japanese guy.
Do you know? Awesome. Yeah, the comedy wrestler. The one who's like, okay. Google. Anyway, all three of Wrestling Road Diaries is amazing. Oh, and Tim Downs.
Tim Donst, that was a good one. Oh yeah, Tim Donst was a great one.
I've heard about it, but I don't really know much about him,
I honestly never heard anything about Tim Donst until that documentary, but yep. It's really good. I really liked Beyond the Mat. Did you ever heard of Beyond the Mat? Yeah, yeah.
I love Beyond the Mat. That was the thing
that when I was about 15, yeah, about 15, and I saw Beyond the Mat.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, that's how wrestling happens.
Yeah, that was the
gist. Like, it kind of blew it for me.
Yeah, no, that was my first wrestling documentary, and that was like my first real insight into like, wow, this is the sacrifices.
Yep.
This is how it works. Like, it's a pretty confront documentary, but it's just really good.
I love my documentaries. If anyone has good documentaries, send it to my Facebook page. Send me the good documentaries. I need to watch them all.
There's some good stuff on Stan at the moment. There's some good stuff. Yeah.
Well, these guys just took like both of the greatest documentaries. So I don't know what to say right now.
Memphis Heat's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know. Anything of Jake the Snake, man. That guy can tell his story, mate. Tell it for 10 hours. I'll need another 10 hours because it's just an awesome story.
Yeah, did you guys meet Jake the Snake when he was down as well? Because I know Mehmet here had to mention it.
Meet him, and every day I am so jealous of Mehmet. Every single day I am so jealous of Mehmet.
He's my best mate. He ribbed me, I ribbed him, we hugged, we talked.
What was the rib?
Good bloke. His rib? He just like came up, daxed me, scratched my face.
Nice.
Every order. And I printed little heads of my head and I put it on his snake. For like there's a big poster of him advertising him. And I put my head on the snake and he laughed. He had a good laugh. And then, yeah, we had a good time with Jake the Snake. We still talk every day. We don't. But I love him.
Hey, my first wrestling show ever when I was 9, and I saw him wrestle Jim Neidhart. So,
yeah. My first wrestling show was AWF. Tommy Dreamer versus TNT was the main event.
There you go.
And then Tommy Dreamer, I did his seminar, and he waited with me for my mum to come to pick me up because he didn't want to make me wait alone.
Aww.
What a good bloke Tommy Dreamer is. Book me on House of Hardcore.
Yes, House of Hardcore. They're bound to do another one down here.
What was this, our first wrestling event?
Yeah.
First live event? Mine was when WWE came to Sydney, I think like 9 years ago. And I think they had like Triple H and Umaga main event that show.
How good was Umaga?
Oh, no, man. He was...
Umanga,
yeah, yeah. Umanga. Oh, Regal was on that show too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Some memories are coming back. That was my first like taste of like live wrestling. Fueled the dream even more, so to say.
My first show was about 2005, 2004, and I don't even think I even paid for the tickets because we got them for free somehow, but I don't even know how, but we just did
like a WWE,
yeah, like something like that. And we just like first thing I've ever won in my life, probably the only thing I'm ever going to win again in my life, free tickets WWE. And we go there. And the main event, I'll never forget it, Triple H and Ric Flair versus Batista and Chris Benoit.
Oh, what a
match. It was just a crazy match. And then Kane does the whole pyro thing when he came out, I think near the end. And Oh, it was just a good match.
Vintage.
Yeah, vintage, mate. That's it. It was amazing. It was amazing. Actually, a little funny story about that. My younger brother, even though it was 10 o'clock at night and there was 20,000 people screaming, he's sitting next to me asleep in the main event because he's got a bedtime. Even though there's 20,000 people around him screaming their ears off. Yeah.
At WWE.
Exactly. He just falls asleep.
How old?
He was like 7 at the time.
Okay, right. Well, that's
But still, you got 20,000 people screaming their asses off and you got this little kid sleeping. Like, I don't know how he does it.
Oh, my parents, when I was about even four, five, 6 years old, my folks would be Friday, Saturday night, music blaring, Elvis Presley vinyls, buddy getting on the piss, and I'd just be sleeping all the way through it. And I mean, when they cranked their music, they cranked their music.
That's crazy.
And just, I'd just be like, just dozing off all the way through Heartbreak Hotel, like it was nothing, you know? Like
that's crazy. Just hearing Mehmet and Paris move when they sleep in the night wakes me up. Yep. That's how.
You can't judge, man. You snore like crazy.
No, but that's Mehmet, actually.
That's the missus of two. If I'm up, like, podcasting, editing, whatever, and then I come to bed, the slightest creak, the slightest noise, and she's awake, and I'm in trouble.
These two are the worst people I have ever shared a hotel room with. I will never share. All I've been eating this whole week is soup, toast, and tuna.
Dude, this is why I said to you before I came down, are you guys doing lunch? Because I thought, okay, if you want a good feed, I'll bring kebabs down here or something.
Oh, mate.
And you said, no, we got food here. I'm like, all right, cool. They're doing the good, healthy thing while they're down here training, staying disciplined. They don't want to go on the whole.
We've got to be healthy, man.
Not doing the whole what happens in Adelaide stays in Adelaide sort of thing. It's like, okay.
Yeah, we've had some Subway, so that's kind of our closest.
I had Subway once this week.
Subways.
I've had 200 grams of protein every day.
Don't start.
200 grams of protein every day, so we're still doing the vicious counting.
Yep.
I had so much toast. I'm going to die from toast.
It's like, what appliances are in the hotel room? Oh, there's a microwave and a toaster. And the kettle for the soup, the boiled water. They had to ask for the
toaster.
There
was no microwave. Microwave or toaster?
No, neither. But we were like, we're staying here for a week. Like, I think we need a microwave. So, yeah, she gave it to us.
That's good, then. That was good. That's good. They're looking after you.
Absolutely, man. This is our home for the week, so...
Yeah.
As far as they're aware, you've dropped dead. You're in the hospital or something. But they're still looking after you. It's all the radiation for that microwave. You took the faulty microwave. They had it in the storeroom. All right, we'll lug it out for these guys. Bang! There you go.
I got a story.
Okay.
Was it this Tuesday when we ordered food? The Monday. Anyway, no, it was the day before Sunday. It was Sunday night. Sunday night we ordered food at like 3 o'clock at night from Hanson. Pizza? Have you ever went there?
No.
Anyway.
Although I know there's a few other things you can get on Hanson Road at 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's another story.
I don't know about that, mate.
I'll tell you what. the massage. I'm sure you can get $20 off down at Hanson Road, let me tell you.
Can we?
I would not be shocked.
Okay, let's go there, boys, after this.
Hey, look out.
Anyway, we ordered our food. I told the lady, don't knock on the door because we have a lockout timey. We'll come and get it from the front door. Next minute I know we're getting knocked like from our door by the manager of the motel. She's full screaming at me. I'm in my undies running out the front door trying to get my food. She swore. So I'm like, listen, you fucking love, you paid $320 for this hotel. Don't swear at me, young lady. And she went, lost her stuff. I had to run back in our hotel room as fast as I could.
Fucking listen, like, here, no fucking swearing.
Yeah, like fucking, she's swearing at me. I paid her money, mate. Yeah. I order food whenever I want. No, but then,
fair point.
Yeah, that was a story. That was my story about midnight snacks. Fuck. We took it home with the, I told her to fucking calm down.
Biatch.
Fuck yeah. Like, let me order food if I want to, love. Like,
got an appetite.
Man's gotta eat. No shit, really, you're telling me.
Hey, little muscles.
The back and you got the real kind of the barrel thing happening up top. Not so much down the bottom, but up top you got the barrel thing happening, which is good because you got that nice wide.
I want to get bigger on the top, like chest. I want to define my body a bit more.
Get those big Sexton pecs happening. Yeah.
Oh, not sex. I don't think I can get that big. I would like to get as big as Colt Cabana.
There you go. I can see that happening with the body type. It's very similar to a young Colt. Young Colton.
Young Colt. I've been called that a lot.
It's like the second week in a row he's getting plugs on our bloody podcast. We ought to be getting some of that AOW royalties, some of that T-shirt coin.
Big fan of Art of Wrestling.
It's a good show.
Great show. Listen to the Truth Martini one?
The one from way back where he was talking about all the rats and...
Oh, no, and then there's one... Yeah, that one's really
That's
good.
Amazing.
But then there's one about the border. Mate, I'm giving this to you right now. I have it all on my laptop. It's the best thing I heard.
All right.
Him and Cliff Compton.
Well, I'm subscribed, so obviously I've got to download that one. I'll be getting onto that.
That one. Cliff, Truth Martini border episode.
Yep.
And Cliff Compton, Nigerian.
I've heard the Nigerian story. That's a classic.
Love my podcast, too.
The idea that Truth Martini is actually off the market at the moment. It's just quite, I don't know. It stunned me when I saw his wedding photos. I'm like, fucking Truth Martini got married? What?
Mate, he had some rowdy stories.
Oh,
I heard some rowdy ones on the internet, interwebs.
The old Netscape. The old Netscape Windows 95.
Yeah, mate.
I'm an old prick, aren't I, right? He's like, oh, God, now I've got to go train.
I love training, mate. Once I finish training, the boys know how hypo I get. It's just that, like, rush.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking... They know.
And like, you're up for the next, like, 4 hours.
I'm like Hulkamania.
Yeah.
I'm like hulking up after training. I'm dead for the first, like, minute.
Like a relief when you go through the training. Like, we enjoy the training, but you're like, yeah, man, we survived. We can survive anything.
Yeah,
you made it through
it.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Yeah, man. Oh, my body's so sore right now.
It's the wrestling life. That's how I can say it.
Word wrestling life.
What else do you do? Hang out with three of your best mates, all naked. Not all naked. All shirts off.
I haven't had the pleasure of disrobing in front of you guys yet.
You eat tuna all day. That's just the life, you know.
Oh, the toast. Tuna all day. The farts in this room must be fantastic.
Oh,
between
mate, we have a ground
protein
rule.
Protein shakes, there it is.
Nah, we have a ground rule, mate. You got to go in the toilet and do it. He's an idiot. Kasaya is an idiot. No one book him. Please no one book him. He doesn't deserve to get booked. He can't wrestle either. Anything you want to say, Kasai?
What, you mean am I going to save myself from that burial right there?
I guess even though you hold the APWG shield, it doesn't give you the right to just fight whenever you want in our room.
It just comes out, bro. Too much protein, man.
Why are we talking about farting on a world-class podcast?
Oh, mate.
Don't worry, my farts are world-class.
Take that one. Biggest ego of all time. No one book him, please.
Hey, and until you've experienced a Basso fart, you have not lived, my friend. You will die several times over, but...
Fart on a pole match.
Hey, Cree.
Big shout out to Davey Green.
And Davey Green.
I love you, mate.
Shout out to you guys.
You're fried, but I love you.
Very good,
Davey. Before we get on the home stretch here, what is the definition in your lexicon of fried? Because, you know, there are many ways that it can be taken. The most obvious being baked or fried.
Oh, if you're baked, I'll call you baked.
There we go.
Fried is more your mad dog. Like, he's not mad dog the wrestler, but like a mad dog, like. It means I like you if I call you fried.
There you go.
But then there's other people.
But if you're deep fried.
Yeah, if you're deep fried, then you got to get out of my business. Out of all our business.
No, honestly, there's no rule. There's no rule like one.
definition. See, the thing with microphones, man.
Yeah, I'll
there it is.
There's no rule. There's no real one definition, is there? It can be a positive, it can be a negative. It's just like,
stop feeling your nipples, Mehmet. Stop touching your... Jeez, he's getting all around.
Anyone who
now
sees Mehmet's nipples will know why he's touching them. He's trying to get them out.
He's getting all horny.
Anyone want to see my inverted nipples? $50 a photo. Yeah. Gotta get the gimmick over.
Inversion. IWA presents Inversion coming in 2017. Well, book your tickets now. There's an event.
Book it.
Or you're deep fried.
I love the word fried. Keegan made it. Keegan, hanging out with Keegan, you pick up a lot of his vocality and his movements in the ring, and like me and him tag now sometimes. Have a good time. I love Keegan. Shout out, Keegan. Can I give people shout outs?
Go for it. I think this might be the part of the show where we do some shout outs and then we do some plugs, and okay, then I'll get the fuck out of here and let okay you guys do your thing. Let you keep feeling your nipplage right there.
Okay. Shout out to all of IWA. Good group of crew. I love you all. Shout out to Gat, Randall, Abbott, Keegan, Randall. Did I already say Randall?
Yeah, man.
Oxley, the referee, the man. Everyone book Ox. Ando, Johnny Ando, mate. Shout out to you. Shifty Ando. Da Vinci, shout out to you, mate. Apollo, you fried munted. Love you, mate.
Munted is a great word.
Shout out to everyone in Sydney. I love you all. I miss you all. I'll be there soon.
Big shout out, I think, to the Wrestle Rampage crew for taking us.
Yeah, thank you to all of Rampage. I love you all. Jonah. Jonah, I love you. Sushi, I love you. You guys are my rock and Hogan. Mike Boomer, you're fried, but I love you. Who else? Oh, Link Barnett, I love you.
Yeah, I thought we covered that.
Istria, love you.
Lady that woke you up at the door at 11 a.m.
Oh, I didn't know she was hot. Was she hot, boys? Nah. Okay, anyway.
I don't know, the one
Slater,
the one
love
I
you
saw out there in the hallway, she had a nice body. But.
Mate, your missus listens to this.
No, she doesn't. Oh, she fucking does. Hates wrestling. Oh, I can say whatever I want on here and I get away scot free. It's fantastic.
My family hate wrestling.
She doesn't care. She's like, you go do your podcast, have fun.
Anyway, you can follow me on Facebook at DelightfulTD, Instagram, DelightfulTD, Twitter, DelightfulTD. Go like my stuff. I got merchandise.
What do we want people to bring you besides kebabs and Turkish delights, like chocolates, not replicas of your actual self, because that would just be weird and creepy unless you have a clone machine or a 3D printer. What gifts do we want?
I don't want any gifts.
I mean, if Jake T can get bloody people bringing bags and bags and bags of jelly beans, we can get people bringing you guys treats. Come on,
not much of a guy who asks for gifts. I'm happy you guys are there watching wrestling and supporting us. But if you do want to get me a gift, don't get me a kebab because it'll be cold and soggy. Don't get me a Turkish delight because I hate them.
Don't get him an Adelaide kebab because it won't have hummus.
What do I get? Oh, let me think. I love my wrist tape. Just bring me some lollies. Just do it. Just bring me some lollies. I love JXT, by the way, too. Love all the Melbourne guys.
JXTV in the house, yeah.
Hey, JXT. It's me, Mehmet.
So purple.
Back to Paris, guys.
Back to me.
He needs to stretch here. He needs to cool down after the podcast. How am I not getting this on camera? The guys... Yeah. The guys here showing up the entire show. Look at this. He's got the gimmick on. There we go.
For sure. What were we doing? We were doing plugs, were we?
Yeah, we're doing plugs. We did,
remember, covered a lot of them. Big shout out to the Australian Pro Wrestling Gym as well.
Yeah.
YouTube channel. So if you want to see all our shows, it's KSM Studios. So you can check out all our previous shows and upcoming shows. Big shout out to the Russell Rampage crew for having us. Big shout out to Josh as well for having us on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Plugs.
Fuck you, Josh.
Plugs. You can find me on Instagram.
Love you too, baby.
At the Spartan of the Skies. And I think, yeah, the same for our Facebook as well.
He goes, Mehmet in the background busting out said tuner. I believe yeah. that's the Sienna.
Well, just letting you know, he's eating my tuner.
Look out.
So, yeah, I tell him this all the time. I don't care what you do to me. It takes a lot to piss the ninja off, but you fuck with my protein, and I'm going to fuck you up. If any fans want to bring me a gift, speaking of protein, can you pay for my Subway? Because that shit's expensive.
You know what make you happy?
Double meat.
Chicken classic and chicken roast chicken.
Mm.
Thank you very much. Plugs, same thing as Power said, Wrestle Rampage, thank you very much for having us. The training is amazing. Australian Pro Wrestling Gym on YouTube, check us out. I'm the Shield champion. And thank you to the gym, the local gym across the street, for not kicking us out because I make a lot of noise.
You
and
not me.
I broke a few dumbbells.
And most importantly, thank you, Lindy Motel. Oh. You were the worst piece of crap I ever stayed in.
Oh, wow, the Lindy Lodge. Come on.
Well I like them. I like them. Okay. I'm not having heat with the hotel. You can get the heat, mate. Right, well, thank you very much.
How good would it be if I released this, like, tonight? It won't be out for a few days, but imagine if I released this tonight and there just happened to be, in the, like, 500-600 people that listen to our show, they actually have a Wrestle Radio Australia listening, they hear it, they kick you guys out. I'm just fantasy booking the rest of the trip here, but...
And then a hotel.
We'll go to the original plans that I wanted to do.
Oh, sleep on the beach, is that it? Sleep on the beach.
You barely survive being in a hotel room.
Then at Maslin's, I'm sure there are some folks down there that love to see the delight in action.
Oh, mate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll go fishing with our hands.
That means something else entirely down at Maslin's, I'm sure, but anyway.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook at the Deadly Shot Kasai and on Instagram at DS_Kasai. Check me out, give me a follow, and book me. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Ross.
Yes, thank you, Mehmet. Thank you very much, dude.
Thank you very much, brother.
And
sorry I'm not
Paris.
Entertaining.
And thank you, Kasai.
Sorry if I wasn't entertaining enough. I'm just very sore.
Dude, he's so modest. He's such a...
Are we getting
the
photo together?
I think we're
going to
get a photo. We're going to get some photos here.
Group photo?
We do them on the air to waste everybody's time. That's what we do here.
You edit this out, right? Like this bit?
Nah, probably not. Here we go. We'll see if this will take a decent photo right here. If it doesn't, I'm going to switch cameras. But I reckon that is a... beauty!
Oh!
Nah, we'll get...
Nipples.
The inverted... We want to get a close-up of the nipples as well. Right. We got to do that. There we go. That... is a photo. That's as good as it gets
Love your work, Sos.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Russia Rampage, for having us.
I just got a photo of Mehmet's nipples. I'm going to have fun with that later.
Oh, mate, you better delete that.
It's just for the private collection.
That's all right, mate. You can keep it.
That's the one that's going to be on Facebook under the private listing. Only you. Yeah, that's... That's going to be it.
Man, we've had a blast.
Yeah. It's good. It's been good. Yeah. I don't know how you... Are you eating tuna there with oil in it?
I just think it's like brine. So
okay,
it's
that's all right.
Yeah, man, but...
I don't know how people eat tuna, cans of tuna with oil.
It's not easy. No.
Protein.
Yeah, it's the wrestling life.
Omega-3.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Omega-3 wrestling. Remember that fed with Jeff Hardy and...
How about some Kenny Omega?
Kenny Omega 3 acids. Look out.
Far out, man.
They love their tuna, don't they?
Yeah. Do you know why... fish don't make good musicians?
Why don't fish make good musicians?
Because you can't tuna fish.
That's the perfect way to end it right there.
I'm going to end it right now.
Okay, here we go.
What's going on, guys? It's Mehmet here, and follow me on Delightful TD on all social media platforms. Thank you, and listen to Wrestle Radio Australia. Tick, tick, sabum.
Shout out to all the wrestlers, managers, and promoters in Australia. Need merch for your end-of-year wrestling shows? WrestleMerch Printing's end-of-year deal is here. using the best quality premium AS colour tees. All shirts are screen printed by hand using eco-friendly inks. Now, here's the deal. 30 tees, one colour artwork, $395. 30 tees, two colour artwork, $455. Or 30 tees with three colour artwork, $530. This deal is for Australian pro wrestlers, managers and promoters only, valid until the end of November. Postage charges apply for those outside of South Australia. Follow in the footsteps of TM61, Melbourne City Wrestling, Damien Slater and us here at Wrestle Radio Australia. PM the Wrestle Merch Printing Facebook page for friendly, collaborative service and be sure to tell them you heard about this awesome end of year deal on Wrestle Radio Australia. Massive thank you to those three guys, and I want to get Mehmet back when he's down here again in Adelaide. I think he said it's in January, that he's going to be back. I want to get into his Greco wrestling training background, which he actually did before he started his pro wrestling training. I've heard little whispers about that, and it sounds like a very interesting story. And we didn't get to it just because I really wanted to get Kasai and Paris involved a little bit more. Kasai sitting off to the side, him and his mask being all shady. But I thought, no, come on, you're getting in on this too. And glad I did. Those three lads, I'll tell you what, very entertaining. And if you catch Paris the Silver, I have not seen Kasai in action that I can recall. But if you can check out Paris the Silver as well as Mehmet, I've seen them in action, and they're rad. So yeah, do yourselves a favour, go and check them out. And if you dug the show here, please do subscribe on iTunes. Please do share the show around. Show your mates what wrestling in Oz is all about and the great personalities. Where the action is. And chuck a hashtag at the front of that as well. And pop it on social media. That's one way to tell folks about Wrestle Radio Australia. You can also follow us on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU. On Facebook at Wrestle Radio Australia. And every episode is free. We've got over 120 episodes here on the network for you to enjoy. WRA, Drawing Heat with Beej and the Dude. Comprehensive EPW Perth coverage there. Healing Out with Muhammad Ali Vaez. The audio handbook for those in the wrestling industry. And Axecast with Josh the Axe Shooter. If you're in Adelaide, please do check us out at Battle for Supremacy, presented by Riot City Wrestling. December 3rd at the Latvian Hall in Waverley, South Australia. Main event, Dean Brady, who was a guest on WRA just last week. You can go and go back and hear that, folks. He'll be going for the RC Dub title, the championship against Matt Grim Basso and the champion Big Brody Marshall in a three-way hardcore match. That's going to be insane. And also on the same night for the women's championship, Demi Bennett defends against Kellyanne. Man. Those two wrestling one-on-one, that is going to be intense. Also announced the Pereira. I got the name right that time. Hey, Big Stain, check that out. I can actually, say the words, mate. The Pereira versus the Bruiserweights, with, of course, Jimmy C in their corner. More matches to be announced very soon. Check out the Facebook page, Riot City Wrestling. And please do support FNX.network by purchasing a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/FNX network. All proceeds that we get go towards funding new projects for FNX.network, and it greatly helps out all of the shows. All right, let's bail. Big thank you to Thunderstag for our theme music, Wrestle Merch Printing for the cover art, and for getting this very podcast to you. Mehmet, the Turkish Delight, Paris and Kasai, love you guys. Big thank you for your time and a fun afternoon. Keep an eye on WRA later this week, or actually I should say on the weekend, for Todd Eastman chatting with the Bullet Clicks' Jake Nova. Very interesting chat. Check that one out next week. Drawing Heat's Reawakening. Recap, that's going to be a great one. My name's Josh Armour. I'm getting tongue-tied, so I'm bailing out of here. We will catch you later. Thank you for listening. Please share. Peace. Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that.
and